I offer my sincerest gratitude to my dear God brothers and God sisters for coming to give us their auspicious blessings on this day. I offer my gratitude to all of you for so kindly coming to participate. In 1972, Srila Prabhupada came to New Vrindavan. He gave a 7-day series of lectures that he personally entitled Bhagavad Dharma Discourse. At the conclusion, in his divine presence, we celebrated Janmashtami. And on the next day, his Vyas Puja. It's taken 31 years for us to even begin to really appreciate the good fortune we had to be with him on his appearance day. The celebration was on top of a high mountain, surrounded by hills and valleys and beautiful green forests. There he gave a historical address that deeply both moved and enlightened our hearts. Srila Prabhupada explained what is the meaning of Vyas Puja. There were newspaper reporters and guests that Prabhupada took note of. He said, "You may be suspicious why this man is sitting and accepting contributions, glorifications, and honor." Then he explained that Vyas Puja means honoring the representative of Vyas. At the beginning of creation, Lord Krishna spoke transcendental knowledge to Lord Brahma. He spoke that same knowledge to Sri Narada Rishi. The Lord incarnated as Sri Vyasadeva for the purpose of compiling the Vedic literatures. Srila Veda Vyas accepted Narada Muni as his spiritual master. With that inspiration, he compiled Vedas, which culminates in Srimad Bhagavatam. The authorized spiritual master is one who speaks according to the scriptures of Sri Veda Vyas and in his spirit understands it through unbroken chain of disciplic succession. He went on to explain how later on Sri Madhvacharya in Badrikashram received transcendental knowledge from Vyasadeva. He instructed his disciples. Some generations later, Madhavendra Puri, Ishwara Puri, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Yuga Avatar, to teach the world by his example, accepted initiation and instruction in the disciplic succession of Brahma Madhya. Lord Chaitanya taught the six Goswamis. From then the message came down. Srila Prabhupada repeated those same message as he traveled throughout the whole world. Srila Prabhupada explained in this lecture how the conditioned soul has four defects. We commit mistakes. Even the greatest, most learned, most empowered persons of the world have been seen to commit mistakes. To err is human. We also are invariably illusioned. Even greatest philosophers are still under the misconception that they are this body, that they are the mind, that those things in relationship to themselves are theirs. We have a tendency to cheat. We try to present ourselves to be something or someone that we're really not. So many secrets we hide within our hearts. Cheating propensity. And also we have imperfect senses. Srila Prabhupada gave example that the sun appears to be the size of your thumb. How far you can see. The sun is millions of times larger than the earth. And in the nighttime, you cannot see anything except darkness. And if there is a wall, you cannot see anything beyond that wall. And still, we want to see God. We have imperfect senses. Therefore, however learned, however great a person may be, his opinions are subjected to these four defects, and therefore they are imperfect. Srila Prabhupada, in his humility, explained that he was not perfect. This is what he said: I may not be perfect, but because I am repeating the message of Guru Parampara without adding or subtracting anything, because I am presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, whatever I speak is perfect. And one who follows that message becomes perfect. Srila Prabhupada explained, through citing various scriptural sources, the absolute necessity of accepting a spiritual master who is properly situated in an authorized parampara. Otherwise, it is simply not possible to transcend the miseries of birth and death. Dukalayam ashashvatam. This material world is a place of suffering. Even happiness in this world has no appeal to a person who has transcendental knowledge. Yehi samsparsha jabhoga dukha jona ye evate atyanta banta konte anate shuramate buddha. Because a devotee sees through the eyes of scripture, is not bewildered by the illusions of this world. Srimad Bhagavatam describes that material energy has created material world like a mirage. Things appear to be what they're not. In a mirage desert, the sun is beating its rays on the hot, dry sand. And somehow or other, it creates the illusion that there's a pond of water. And the foolish person, the eyes see water. In anticipation, the nose may even smell water. That anticipation, that expectation, gives great enthusiasm. But ultimately, it's only hot sand. Similarly, people in this world become intoxicated by so-called happiness. Just a few days ago, in the service of Srila Prabhupada, I was in Southern California. It's really a place where people are perhaps the most expert in the world at enjoying material nature. Lots of money, nice weather, very little disease, like here in India. Everything is so clean and well managed. People are under the illusion that they're enjoying. But when we see through the eyes of the scripture, we can see that the seed of misery is within all forms of happiness in this material existence. And therefore, we do not take it seriously. So we must learn to see through the eyes of Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. Otherwise, we will inevitably be cheated by Maya. Srila Prabhupada came to the Western world, and we're speaking to upper class and upper middle class young people who had strong bodies, whose family had lots of money. The world was standing before them to enjoy. But because Srila Prabhupada spoke Bhagavad Gita as it is, it penetrated their hearts so deeply. They were able to renounce all of these illusions and dedicate their lives to the loving service of the Lord. Here we have Sridhar Swami Maharaj, Kavi Chandra Swami Maharaj, Chandramali Maharaj, sannyasis coming from nice families. They have given up everything. For over 30 years, that is the power of Prabhupada's words. So Vyas Puja, Prabhupada explains, means to honor those persons who are representing God. They are giving on behalf of God. They are accepting on behalf of God. They do not take anything for themselves. As soon as we accept anything for ourselves, we lose our qualification. Whatever honor is given is offered through Guru Parampara to Sri Radha Gopinath. And whatever words are spoken from Krishna through Guru Parampara to the audience. Srila Prabhupada explained in this lecture that it is of utmost importance that devotees and students learn how to properly honor the representative of God. As Srila Prabhupada was speaking, in that lecture he explained that he was like a postal peon, a person who is simply delivering the message. If the postman comes to give you $100, Prabhupada say, from your brother, he's not proud. He's simply giving the message. And whatever gratitude you give back, he gives to your brother. That is Guru Parampara. Guru is not God. Guru is the humble servant of the servant of the servant of his Guru and the Parampara. Today, I am feeling especially grateful to all of you. How I am sitting here, I cannot understand. Sometimes I think perhaps Prabhupada has some kind of sense of humor that is unfathomable to my intelligence. When I first met Srila Prabhupada in Vrindavan, I first met him in Bombay, but I accepted him as my spiritual master in Vrindavan. I expressed to him, I just want to stay in Vrindavan and just help you in whatever way you like. But due to visa difficulties, I had to leave. And at New Vrindavan, my service was taking care of cows. I was so happy. But then the pujari blooped. Actually, he got married, which was something like blooping in those days for the brahmacharis. So there was no pujari. So you take care of the deities. What was my qualification? I only know milking cows. I don't know deities. And then after some time, I was told, go out to preach. All I knew was milking cows and doing puja. I would preach to devotees, but to the general people, it was a foreign thing. I had an old torn army blanket, and I hitchhiked on the road and went to a high school. And I remember the first program I did, people thought I was crazy. I smelled like cows. I had a torn up army blanket from the US military, which was all I could find because it was winter. And in my lecture, I gave reference to the President of the United States, and they looked really strange. I also gave reference to the Vietnam War. And after the class, student raised his hand and said, "Why did you give reference to the Vietnam War?" I said, "Because if you don't become very, very serious about life, when you graduate high school, you may get drafted into the army and sent to Vietnam." And then the professor stood up and said, "The Vietnam War ended 5 years ago. They stopped the draft 5 years ago." I said, "Really? That's wonderful news. I'm so happy to hear that." Said, "You didn't know that? You live in America?" I said, "No, I didn't. I never heard that. And I was only living a few miles from this school at New Brindavan." So, and then they said, "Why did you say President Nixon is our president? He was three presidents back." I said, "Really? There's a new president?" So that's how I started my preaching career. Very unqualified. But by Prabhupada's mercy, he allowed me to try to serve his devotees and his mission. Srila Prabhupada begged all of his followers to share the gift of Krishna consciousness with others. When Srila Prabhupada was asked, "How can we repay you for what you have given us?" Srila Prabhupada's reply was very simple, but very important. Srila Prabhupada said, "I just want you to take what I have given you and share it with others." That is how you can repay me. Prabhupada said on another instance, "You can show your love for me by how you cooperate with one another to expand this mission." Srila Prabhupada is pleased when we try to imbibe his instructions and inspire others to do the same. I am very small and simple compared to my very learned and advanced God brothers and God sisters. However, all of you, by allowing me to try to serve you, by accepting whatever I am giving and taking it to heart, you are giving me the chance to serve my spiritual master in a very, very special way. You are allowing me to please Srila Prabhupada in a way that was far beyond the farthest reaches of my imagination. And for this, I am eternally grateful to all of you. Srila Prabhupada explained that in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, We are Rupanukas. That means those who are following the path of Sri Rupa Goswami. Let us try to understand what this means honestly and practically. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Rupa Goswami 10 days at Prayag, at the confluence of Ganga, Jamuna, and Saraswati, Dashashvamedha Ghat. Rupa Goswami was able to perfectly understand and imbibe the essence of all Lord Chaitanya's words. It was not simply theoretical. Sri Bhangananda Prabhu, my dear godbrother, cited the example of when Lord Chaitanya saw the prayer composed by Rupa Goswami on a palm leaf. Lord Chaitanya inquired from Swarup Damodara Goswami, "How is it that he has understood the essence of my heart?" Swarup Damodara Goswami, with all certainty, replied, "It is because you have bestowed your causeless mercy upon him." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Yes, it is because I have bestowed my mercy upon him." The path of bhakti is 100% dependent on accessing mercy. There is no other means of realization on the path of love. Yes, Rupa Goswami explained in his literatures from the very basic principles of adosha tatata sadhu, sangota bhajana kriya, the basic elementary principles of sadhana bhakti, vaidhi bhakti, the rules, the regulations that must be followed by a neophyte devotee. And he expands through his literatures into the highest, most intimate pastimes of conjugal love in Sri Vrindavan Dham. The esoteric exchanges between Sri Sri Radha Krishna and their most intimate associate devotees. Sahajya is to cheaply try to understand these very, very high subjects. But what does a Rupanuga mean? It means, just as Rupa Goswami understood it, we must follow in his footsteps. When Rupa Goswami first met Lord Chaitanya with Sri Sanatana Goswami, they fell at Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet with incessant tears of embarrassment from their eyes. They declared themselves not to be great babas, not to be learned scholars, but to be the lowest of mankind, most sinful, most fallen, servants of Meleches. More fallen even than Jagai and Madhai. How many of us feel to be actually, in our hearts, more fallen than Jagai and Madhai? That was their state of consciousness. And in that humility, they were praying, "You are Patita Pavana. You have come to deliver the most fallen. We have no other shelter. There's nowhere else we can turn. No one else, nothing else can save us except you." That was their spirit. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so moved by the genuineness of their humility that he began to cry. "Your humility is breaking my heart." This was the prerequisite. It is through this humility, this genuine service attitude, this sincere taking shelter, that Lord Chaitanya showed the world is the qualification to actually receive his mercy in full and really understand his teachings. It is very rare for anyone to even understand that you're not this body with realization. We can say it a million times, but what is our realization? Have we realized the basic fundamental principle of sadhana, that Krishna is not different than his name, that all of his opulences are within his name? Nam nam akari badu nija sarva shaktis. Lord Chaitanya prays that I cannot even appreciate that. We can chant for millions of births, but without the mercy of the Lord, we cannot realize that Krishna is actually present in his name. Trinadapi sunichena taror ivasi hishnana amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. This is the key. Rupan Sanatan Goswami, according to Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, came to teach the world humility. Haridas Thakur, tolerance, which means forgiveness to the extent. Let us examine. Rupan Sanatan, they were chief ministers. They were multimillionaires. They were most learned scholars of the various scriptures. They were young, they were strong, they were beautiful. Yet they had considered themselves the most unqualified, lowest fallen people. That is humility. Haridas Thakur is avatar of Lord Brahma. Brahma is the father of every living entity within our universe. He's the original guru. What is Brahma's position?
He lives 311 trillion years in Satyaloka. Even demons like Ravana and Hiranyakashipu do tens and thousands of years of tapasya to get benedictions from Brahma. Even they offer prayers of glorification to Brahma. What to speak of all the demigods? What is Brahma's position? And yet, he comes as Haridas Thakur, and he's being beaten 22 marketplaces with sticks. Beaten severely, blasphemed, spit on, dragged by the hair. Publicly. Now that's tolerance for Lord Brahma to accept that type of situation. How many people have had people do that to you? Tried to beat you to death, torture you publicly, all day long. Yet Haridas Thakur's prayer, please forgive them, my Lord. Give them entrance into Vaikuntha. Give them your mercy. Do not hold any of their offenses against them. Prabhupada explains, tolerance means forgiveness. Tolerating the onslaughts of Maya and maintaining our regulative principles and being willing to forgive anyone for anything when there is injustices upon us. To offer all respect to others and expect none in return. That is why Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur stressed that it is by following this verse that the treasures of the highest revelations of the spiritual world can be revealed to us. Because following that verse is actually being a Rupa Nuga, following in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami. Na danam na janam na sundarim kabitam bhaja katisha kamaye mama janamani janamanishwari bhavatad bhakti rohayita kitvai. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us what is of value. In this world, people work so hard to get wealth. The wealth of money, property, the wealth of fame, distinction, the wealth of high education. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, I do not want wealth. I do not want sense gratification which culminates in the opposite sex. I do not desire fame, followers, disciples, position over others. Kavitam, I do not desire to be learned. Kavita means a learned scholar. Poet. So I don't want that. I don't even want liberation from suffering. Only service birth after birth after birth. To be the servant of the servant of the servant is the ultimate aspiration of the true followers of Rupa Goswami. Because factually, in the spiritual world of Goloka Vrindavan, that is our eternal constitutional position, to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord of the Gopis, Sri Gopinath. How do we prepare for that? Not simply by imitation, imagination, but by actually becoming with our heart and soul the servant of the servant of the servant of the Vaishnavas. According to Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, there is no higher position in all of the universal creation than to serve Vaishnavas. It is a gift. The association of devotees is the mercy of the Lord. How we serve the devotees is how we receive the mercy. Srila Prabhupada taught us how we could serve him. By taking shelter of the holy name. Because the holy name is the Yuga Dharma. It is the very foundational principle of all of our spiritual advancement. To take shelter of the holy name. And of course, as we evolve on the path of pure devotional service, taking shelter, we enter into higher and higher revelations of what that means. At the beginning, at least we should take shelter of sincerely trying to chant according to the spiritual master's instructions. To honestly try to guard against the 10 offenses. And to chant at least 16 rounds each day. And to try to really chant attentively. That effort is a very preliminary stage of taking shelter. By reading Srila Prabhupada's books very carefully, we understand the nature of this world and the nature of the spiritual world. And gradually we begin to comprehend how actually the holy name is the only shelter in this age of Kali. And because the Vaishnavas are supporting us in our efforts to chant the holy name, they are non-different than taking shelter of the holy name. We must take shelter of Vaishnavas to take shelter of Nam. To chant the holy names, to serve the Vaishnavas, and to share this great gift with others. That is how we can perfect our lives. It is simple, and Prabhupada explained, sublime. My
sincere and humble appeal to all of you on this day is to understand with a very grave and grateful heart the treasure that Srila Prabhupada has sacrificed so much to give all of us, and to reciprocate with him. Do not allow your mind and senses to drag you away from this great benediction you have received. It's taken millions of births to achieve the chance to serve Sri Sri Radha Gopinath and their devotees. But Maya can snatch you away imperceptibly, unless we're very strict and very sincere, and unless we understand the value of what we have received. Please chant the holy names with all earnestness every day. Be humble and serve every living entity according to their relationship with you. We serve the Vaishnavas. We serve the conditioned souls. Prabhupada said, as we make advancement, we realize that we're even the servant of an insignificant ant. This is actually spiritual advancement. We see the presence of part of Krishna even in an ant and want to serve. Spiritual advancement doesn't mean having a high position or learning or speaking very learned words. His Holiness Sridhar Maharaj gave example of someone who knew so many words, memorized Bhagavad Gita, and could speak like a cyclone. But the wind was going in the wrong direction. Actual advancement is when we become so humble with such a service attitude that we even consider ourselves the servant of the insignificant ant. We want to give them Krishna. So yes, Kali Yuga is the age of quarrel and hypocrisy. And we have seen throughout history every religion has been crippled from time to time by quarrel, hypocrisy, and egoistic conflict. And it has happened from time to time even in our own sampradaya. If we are not very careful to maintain a very high level of humility and an attitude to serve, not to enjoy, not to possess, then it will happen to us. So we must be very, very careful. Be very conscious
that our goal in life is
to serve,
to chant Hari Nam, to speak about Krishna, to hear about Krishna, to serve the Vaishnavas, and to be an instrument of compassion to the fallen souls. This is our life. This is Vaikuntha. So please take this message as your heart and soul. You have heard it again and again, but we must, because nothing is of greater relevance to our spiritual survival. And if we simply follow these principles, individually and collectively, we can be empowered to perform miraculous service far beyond the reach of our qualifications or our capabilities. The beauty of Krishna consciousness is not just doing what you can. The beauty of Krishna consciousness is when we honestly and sincerely struggle to do the best we can, and we can actually feel and see Guru and Krishna performing miracles through us. When you know you can do something just right, it's not very exciting. But when you feel yourself humble and disqualified, and you see unbelievable results, that's a great ecstatic joy, because you know it's not me, it's Guru Parampara, it's Radharani and Krishna. That's where the nectar of Krishna consciousness is. Those who are expert in a material way, the only joy they gain is limited to what they can do. But those who are humble, those who are surrendered, they can experience the joy of Krishna miraculously manifesting through them. That is what Krishna consciousness is. To be an instrument of mercy in this world. How to be an instrument of mercy? To please Krishna. Krishna wants to use every one of us as his instruments. That was the standard Prabhupada taught us in his poems written on Jaladuta. He didn't present himself as a great scholar. He said, I have no devotion and I have no proper knowledge, but still you gave me this name, Bhaktivedanta. Now it is up to you to fulfill this name. Your insignificant beggar. That is how he signed. He presented throughout the prayer, how will I reach them? I have no qualification. Prabhupada was truly a Rupanuga, a true follower of Sri Rupa Goswami. He perfectly repeated his message and he perfectly imbibed his spirit.
spirit, his spirit of love and humility. And therefore, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu manifested a worldwide movement through the 70-year-old beggar in the Bowery of New York. And he has asked us to be beggars, beggars for mercy, beggars for that pure love of Vrindavan. Yes, the treasure of Vrindavan's love is the property of everyone who comes to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. It is my most sincere prayer that all of you will taste the nectar of his mercy. Thank you very much.